tonight on Hodden Orbital News, we have tales of heroism, of success, and of dastardly piracy in one of our home systems, and much more besides. I am your host, Dick Chafing, and joining me is Rudolf Hacker.
No, he's not. He's gone missing. It's me. He went to see off those pirates.
Okay, well, welcome back, Cecil.
Thank you.
So, in tonight's news, heroics in George's pants as we leap clear in readiness for the huge election.
Some rather naughty types have coshed us over the noggin whilst our back was turned. How awfully unsportsmanlike. Ah, gin. Much better. In a mug. For the mug. Your turn.
The fuel rats launch an epic appeal to stop Jack's station up with fuel ready for an enormous jump.
I say, we like them, don't we? Normally, rats are quite bad, but these ones are rather nifty.
Oh yeah, yes, we do like their friends. Fuel rats are they're good peeps, good peeps.
The ding-dong in Dong-Come is done. A Skip Rat and his team breathe a sigh of relief and start working on their next stage of their domination.
The Paladin Consortium wins back the wonderful shiny system of LFT 37. First tonight, at last, we have a good grip on things in George's pants. Yes.
I say.
I know, Cecil. I know. Yes, in preparation for our huge election, we have leaped ahead in influence and are standing proud. When the election starts tomorrow, we should be able to put our feet up and laugh all the way to cramp in the pants. I'm not quite sure what that means.
I'm not sure I can say that name straight. Minidra, you're now called Mini. Of the Ashinar Immortals, along with our friend Marshall from the Paladin Consortium, have been keeping their boot firmly planted on the crimson stain, stopping it from spreading. Whilst they've been busy, every trucker available has been running mission after mission after mission. We're tantalizingly close to winning a new parking space. Keep hitting the Hutton missions, everybody. And I'm going to do this one too, because I like it.
What?
I'm rather sad to say that things are going wrong elsewhere. Not only is this chair still not fixed, but some rather dastardly types have attacked Wise. Most unwise. Whilst our back was turned. This is awfully, awfully rude. We have sent pilots to help. It's a bit of a mess, and we're a little bit busy in the pants. One might say we've got fidgets in our pants, and until that itch is scratched, our attention is elsewhere. It's a terrible mess. Alvin is going to be awfully sad, and I hope he doesn't take my mug away. For the mug.
Can I do this? Can I do this next?
I'm just topping up. The bottle's run out. I'm getting a new one.
Oh, right. There's one in the cupboard just in the drawer there. I know that Rudolf likes to have a wee nip during the show. Yeah, that's the one. Whoa! Why do you drink in pint glasses? Never mind. In this week's epic trucking news, the fuel rats have arrived on station at Jack's famous flying bar and fast food outlet. The engines are being warmed up, the navigation computers are working overtime. Rumors are that the station will be moving in its entirety to another location. And judging by the amount of fuel requested, it looks to be either a long distance or Jack has put on a lot of weight recently. Well, either that or he's adjusting the mixture in the engine. Hutton truckers are encouraged, enthusiastically encouraged. So that means Hutton truckers are enthusiastically encouraged, once we've got this election all sewn up, to bring fuel to Jack's in huge volumes. Then help them light the fuse and watch him go. More from the CG team later.
I'm not sure if I can read this one. Maybe if I shut one eye. No, that's not helping.
Try to...
My memory's a bit shot. As far as I can make out, the dinkum is done. Dongkum is done. The Green Party have won a natty little station to call their own, with our help, of course, for the mug, and have plans to paint the whole system green.
What shade of green?
I've got absolutely no idea. But whatever kind of green it is, I'm sure it will be lovely. And they'll come here sometime and tell us all about it. But sterling job, chaps. Why can't we do it that well in our systems? After all, they've only got Skiprat. And we've got many truckers. Anyone would think people don't like us very much.
And finally, in happy news, the Paladin Consortium, after last week's terrible news that they had lost the LFT-37 system, have battled their way back into the top and now own it again. The hub for one of the best trading routes in the galaxy is once again in safe fish hands. ladies and gentlemen.
And me.
Yes, and you, Cecil. That was the news. I am Dick Chafing, and
I'm pleasantly drunk. Has anybody seen our fluffy bundle of lovely leadership about?
Cecil. Stay tuned for more updates after these short messages.
I want to do bad things with you.
Today on Policing the Republic.
Power down your engines, Commander, and submit to our scans.
Very good, officer.
Comply. Sorry, Commander. Heads up here. Your status is
wanted. You'll never take me alive. Come on.
Okay, Commander, I'm just finishing up your cargo scan, and you have 100 tons of slave on board. You realize those are illegal, right?
Yeah, they may be illegal here, but, you know, where I picked them up was perfectly legal, but rather than going through the whole rigmarole of you telling me that, you know, I could go to jail, how about we work something out?
What do you mean, work something out?
Well, obviously, I've got 100 tons of slaves on board, but I don't need this many. My client only needs 80. So how about I leave some of them over here somewhere, and then I go about my merry way. We're all good.
Are you attempting to bribe the chief of police, Commander?
Officer, I would never bribe a police officer, especially the chief of police, but I would be willing to leave some cargo somewhere. What do you think?
What we would you do in this situation? Why not come and find out at edrp.space? We are a private group of elite dangerous role players who focus on great interaction and building our adventures. We look forward to having you join us, Commander.
edrp.space.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hutton Orbital Radio live as we go through our weekly ton of fun. And oh, crikey, what a blooming week it has been. I am joined in the studio, of course, by Cecil, who nipped off to Cubicle 3.
I'm back. It was a very short one over in Cubicle 3, but I'm feeling better now, much relieved.
That's... Yeah.
I didn't do it in the cupboard this time. I learned my lesson.
That's a good lesson to learn. We are joined in the studio by, of course, our political hotspot expert. That is Commander Evenstar. Good evening, Russell. How are you?
Good evening. Not so bad. Finally back in business.
Great to have you back. It really is. We have missed you. You know, we've had to put on with Hober and his...
Hang on. Yeah, I do apologise for that profusely, but, you know, can't be helped. I haven't yet got rid of him yet.
No, he's still here. He hasn't left the studio for fear that we'll lock him out.
No, I've still got the keys.
Oh, shit. I knew I shouldn't have given them to you.
Good evening.
I mean, I haven't got the keys.
We also have a stowaway who's hiding in the background, who I think you would know normally what you refer to as Sir not appearing in this podcast, and that's Bewildered Beast. Good evening, Nick. How are you?
Shh, I'm not really here. Hello.
He's not really here. And we have a secret, top secret, muted so that he thinks we can't see him, and that's Commander Ventura, who's kind of hiding under the seat. What we are missing, however, is a naked Simon Winard or Randy Berger in the studio, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief that this week that has not occurred. And we are
quite recovered from last time. I mean, seeing that much white flesh on display, normally one goes to Wonders for that kind of thing, and it's a different kind of flesh entirely. I'm not sure it's safe for human viewing.
Interaction.
No, I wouldn't interact with it either. Not without a hazard suit.
We have got a volunteer to fill the nude streaker role, but I think, you know, Antarius Fusion, I think we'll politely decline on this occasion, but we'll certainly bear you in mind the next time that we are needing a crasher. Now, I believe we're going to be joined with Flossie later on, is that correct?
I spoke to her earlier. She was negotiating her way around the sun.
Oh, no.
Very carefully, I might add, around the sun.
Right, so we might not see Flossie tonight then, that's a shame.
She had a lovely story earlier in the week about an incident. I'm going to see if I can find the message from Flossie about her incident. It made me giggle.
No problem. You do that, Cecil. That'll be fantastic. I think what we're going to be talking about is the fact that if you are subscribed, if you are out there and you're flying around in the universe around Hutton, you may have noticed that your reality has split today and that you may have a choice of a normal reality where everything is real, or you might be in the Beta 2.1 reality. Exactly.
I saw the test rigs being delivered. They were sort of like these giant VR things, couches you sit on, and you put a thingy on your face, and then you can pretend, while at Hutton Orbital, to be inside a spaceship. It's quite realistic.
I have heard that certain commanders can't get their VR sets to work, unfortunately.
Yeah, you shut your face. I actually this week picked up I was delivered my HTC Vive, and there started a 2-day ordeal of misery and absolute reboot hell in the attempts to get the damn thing to work. And then last night I had a breakthrough and it started working, and it is, yeah, it's wow. I have to say that if you currently own a DK2, I think you are not likely to be blown away by this new range of VR kits. They are not a million miles better than the DK2. And I have to say that because I've got a DK2, and when I got the new software for the Oculus. It was spectacularly. I mean, I don't know if you've ever used the DK2, Cecil, but they are special, and the new operating software for Oculus significantly improved the performance of it, and it was really enjoyable. In fact, better. And with the T980 Ti cards, it was a spectacular experience. Now that I've got the Vive, it's definitely a bit more polished, and the tracking on it is spectacular. And I was using a game called The Lab, where you can fire a bow and arrow, and the experience of that was something that everyone should go. But as yet, I can see that from that bow and arrow that it would be amazing to play a game where you're on the ramparts of a castle and there's a horde coming in and you're firing your arrow and ducking behind the ramparts, and that would be just utterly terrifying and an amazing game. But it doesn't exist. And all the games seem to be is lots of little demos of game. You know, it's like, this is what this can do, and it's showing off that function, but it's not actually got any nuts and bolts to the games. I'm on the hunt.
The problem I had with these things was every time I tried to read anything at all, I couldn't make out one blasted word anywhere on the screen. I had to guess. You'd want to try requesting docking permission with a police viper. It's not very clever.
Exactly, and
Cecil, I think that may have been down to the drink more than anything.
No, I was as sober as a judge at the time.
He did have it all upside down, but we'll not go into that, so don't worry about it, it's fine. Don't mention that. And, yeah, so the VR stuff is much improved in regards to the kit. Feels better, it responds better. Software's a bit iffy still, but you know, I've got it running. Haven't got it running with Elite yet, so I don't know how good it's going to be in the as a sort of virtual reality guide to our universe. But I'll try it out at some point. And we'll get it running, and I'll let you know and give you some feedback on that. But for now, that's great. Beta.
But back to what you were saying about reality. I mean, I quite often experience some rather out-of-body experiences, but it all went a bit bifurcated today.
It all went a bit what-ficated?
Well, two legs.
The trousers of time.
That's the one. Somebody's been reading.
Absolutely. I've read my classics.
But bifurcated, chopped down the middle, you know? The sign for the gentleman's convenience instead of the lady's one. The one with two legs.
Okay, right, okay.
As opposed to the one sitting on a big triangle.
Can we make this a weekly feature? Cecil's words.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. So yes, we're back into our dual realities now. Have you had an opportunity to partake in Beta 2.1 yet, Mr. Cecil?
I logged in, and I was rather surprised to find I was in a vulture in a system called Guy. I don't know why I was in Guy, but I was in Guy. And I clicked on the new mission board, and lots of lovely, lovely pictures came up. I didn't read what they had to say, but there were lovely pictures. There was a chap with a scar, and there was a lady who was snarling at me, and there was a chap with a very snazzy hairdo.
Oh, I think I know him, yeah.
I think he's called Cornrows.
No, maybe not then. I was in Live Station, so it can't be the same guy. I had a couple of baldy guys and one dodgy guy that, you know, looked like he maybe needed to cut down on the cigarettes and the drink and...
Christopher Jarvis.
That was you, Cecil. Hold on. No, or Jarvis. It could be Jarvis. But flying in Super Cruise around the Live Station...
It's broken.
I discovered something.
Oh!
Yeah, I discovered...
Do tell.
A rival radio station broadcasting near Lave. And not just that. When I dropped out to investigate this civilian broadcast signal, there was only a bloody orange sidewinder there, spouting absolute trot into the channel. So, you know, I did the only thing that we should do, any self-respecting radio presenter would do.
Spoke to your lawyers.
You shot it.
I shot it like a trooper. Yes, no, I didn't speak to
good man.
I'll have to do that next time, Homer. I shot it in my T9 with my two Class 1 pulse lasers, and do you know what happened?
I suspect it killed you.
No, not at all. He called the police like a big, girly wuss-wuss and flew away at very high speeds and made it very, very difficult for me to get him in my sights. And the police arrived and they all shot me together and I hightailed it out of there. But you know what? I wasn't going to be deterred. I thought, there's no way we're going to put up with a rival radio station in this game. No way in this universe are we going to put up with this. So I bought myself a Cobra from Lave and I went back.
Was it an orange Cobra?
No, it was a black cobra. A big black cobra, and that does sound like some kind of toy.
I've had a message from a gentleman who uses a picture of a big green alien. He says he's been scratching his head because he might be going mad. He's currently in a small place called South Africa and getting jazz music. But then he did a VPN... And then our voices came, and then he turned off his VPN, and then South Africa vanished again. I think South Africa's broken.
Oh dear. Now, this may well be the start of the end of us broadcasting in this particular manner, but we'll have to monitor that. We did realise that there was going to be potentially some fallout from a recent dispute between the manufacturer of our radio equipment and, well, frankly, the rest of the Eternals.
Now, I discovered Hobe has been leaning on that big green button.
Well, I do not know what you are saying.
You've been on that jazz button again, Hobar. Don't press the jazz button.
Every single time he wants jazz, he pokes the jazz button, and jazz happens. But it's not happening here. It's only happening to some people.
Okay, that's.
Has he got jazz hands?
I suspect, though. I do suspect that what you.
I believe you've misspelled that.
Excuse me. I believe that this is going to be down to the dispute from the manufacturer of our radio equipment and our broadcasting equipment and the rest of the universe. And I believe that due to the legal ongoing issues that they may well be shutting down certain territories and refusing to allow broadcasts to them. That's very possible, so we'll keep you posted and if not, we'll maybe move to Twitch or another broadcasting platform where we can continue undisturbed. But we'll keep that.
I'd hate to let Alvin down. It wouldn't be good.
No. I would suspect that if you are US bound as well, you may run into problems. But we'll keep you posted, and if we need to change things up, we will change things up and we will adjust and let you know in plenty of time before we have another broadcast. Promise you, cross our hearts, hope to die. Me and Rudolph will sort something out. Not a problem. And Cecil,
he's gone missing.
We'll find Rudolph. We'll find him, but, you know...
I think he's in Wise. He's hunting pirates.
Mm. So, anyone else got any Beta 2.1 experiences they'd like to share?
Yeah, I was on it for about half an hour, and then I got the call to jump out of virtual reality and head back to the real space.
And how did you find it? I mean,
Super Cruise, exactly the same. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I had to poke around.
Did you have to look at the new outfittings and the new catalogue screens?
No.
I did, yeah.
Literally off to Hutton, and then, got the emergency call, boy's in trouble, so... Parked my fake ship, got in my real ship, and, you know...
Yeah, I had to poke around the outfitting. Having come back from the back, I was eager to try something new, especially in beta, but it's very pretty, and I think it's easier to see what's going on, but I do find it a bit long-winded. You can't easily see how things are set up as you can now. I mean, it's organised into like core components and optional components and hardpoints, which is great, but it does take a while to get set up. I sort of outfitted it further along, and it took me quite a while, sort of clicking in and out, and there's a lot of confirmation. It could be just a case of getting used to, but at the moment I think it looks a lot nicer, but it's a little bit long-winded.
Yeah, why do anything if you can, you know, why do anything in one click when you can do it in four? It does have that kind of feel to it. You've got a browse.
It's awfully, awfully useful if you're me, because, you know, you click something and it says, are you sure? And I say, let me think about that for a minute, I might not be sure. I might have just gone and done something silly. I mean, we do know of one racer, for instance, who did something silly the other week by not paying attention to what he was clicking on and then complaining that there was not an "Are you really, really, really sure?" button afterwards.
But he was really, really sure that he didn't want to do it after he'd done it. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh no. Whichever answer is the correct one.
I believe that's known as Cecil's Law.
Cecil's Law. It could be Cole's Law. Right, well, so I think, you know, Beta 2.1, it really has just kind of hit. So we're all, you know, coming to grips with it and having a look at the different weapons and stuff. So, you know, if you have any feedback for us, I've had some information that Antares Fusion feels that whatever they're using to take photographs of the contacts, that they may well have developed it from the equipment and the technology from Half-Life 1, which is possibly true. We don't know. We can't report any definites on that at all, but we'll look into that and we'll get back to you. But please do send your feedback into us and we'll, you know, have a look if there's anything in particular that's winding you up or grinding your gears. We want to know. We want to air your rant, air your derriere. No, that's a different show.
That's after we take the pants down.
That's after we take the pants down. Okay, Hober, you've...
I found that message from Flossie, but I'm going to carry on because I'm drunk. I found the message from Flossie. If you'd like me to tell everybody her little story.
Yeah, is it a long story?
No, it's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs.
I'm just going to see if I'm going to nip to Cubicle 3 then, and absolutely, you go for it, sir.
I'm going to go to Cubicle 2.
You don't do skipping. Mustn't do skipping or holding hands. Anyway, the message we had from Flossie was she responded to Alvin's call to do missions at George Pantazzi's, more affectionately known as George's Pants, and picked up a mission to bring some bioreducing lichen to Zamka Station. That's the one that we don't want to own just yet. She checked on a very good trading tool and noted the nearest station was Snyder Enterprise, and she duly set off there. On supercruising to the station, she received not one, but two direct messages within seconds of each other, panicking that she was about to be interdicted by two separate NPCs, that's normally polite chaps, as she dropped into normal space, as she had read recently was very sensible, and then one followed her, but she was already boosting away, and the cooldown was nearly complete. Suddenly there was an enormous bang, and she found herself with a bounty for murdering this normally polite chap. She doesn't have any guns, and definitely didn't fire, so she's assuming that their ship randomly collided with hers. Anyway, she went back into supercruise, and not being used to a life of crime, I mean, after all, Flossie's a very well-behaved lady, she continued on to her destination, where she was scanned and immediately attacked by the system security. She was in a little bit of a panic as a few other ships chased her and attacked while she fumbled around pushing buttons to try and find a system to jump to. By chance, she jumped to George Pantazis and escaped with just under half her hull remaining. Apparently, she's no longer welcome in George's Pants for a time of 6 days. I think she's going back to doing some trucking.
Well, that's good to hear. I am just getting some messages coming through. Antares Fusion was listening with great interest there, and is actually quite disappointed because that she got a bounty for murder. Normally, he gets Snickers. I did reply with, "We'll do the jokes." So yeah, that's a poor Flossie. Poor Flossie.
I think she's in the lobby. Would you like me to go and get her?
I think we'll bring her down, yes, for a quick natter and see, you know, hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Jolly good. Hang on one second.
Yes. Good old Cecily, you know, he can talk anybody around, he really can. He's got the gift of the gab.
Good evening, Flossie. She's awfully quiet.
I don't think she's allowed to talk.
She is allowed.
Hello, am I? Is that any better?
She's always allowed to talk. Yes, it is fantastic. Welcome to the broadcast room, Flossie. We were just hearing your little story, and you know, our hearts did flutter for you there. That was
right.
Anyway, before we ask Flossie to tell us all about these lovely fuel rats, I thought we'd finish talking to Commander Evenstar, because he knows an awful lot more about this faction stuff than we do.
Unfortunately, that's not saying much. But yes, I have finally got back into real space and started to immerse myself in the machinations of the Hutton Orbital Truckers once again, which is rather fun. So, yes, apparently there's a war going on in Wise. I understand it's nothing to do with us, but we do seem to be suffering somewhat because of it. So we kind of need the truckers to get us to Wise 08550714 and give us a hand. So
I dialed that number once on my telephone. It does funny things.
Oh, yes, yes. The lady at the other end gets rather upset. She, you keep asking for Alvin and doesn't go down so
please
well.
Please stop phoning my wife.
But yes, what Cecil, we need you to do is come along, get in those res sites and get your bounty hunting gear on. Then get those rascally pirates. Do some missions if you can find some. I've not really found any useful ones tonight, but they're there if you look hard enough. But yes, come along and boost our influence. All the usual goodness. So bounty hunting, missions, and all that jazz. You know, try and get our reputation up a little bit. George's Pants, we're doing very well in. We're up to about 48%, I understand, which is about a 20% lead, so we're looking pretty good for an upcoming election. But again, you know, nice high-value missions will help us out there.
Excellent. So, yeah, we want an election. Is that the case, then?
Oh, yes. We're desperately hoping to get our large pad at long last and keep Alvin off our tails. He's been very patient, really. But it's been a long time coming, but we do have a chance at the moment. If we can keep our influence up, we're in with a go.
It does. I mean, it sounds quite positive, but I just wondered whether or not we'd prefer a war, because it seems to be the thing that we're good at.
There
was a lovely message from somebody who said, "You are remarkably good at winning wars," which was a compliment, given that we're truckers.
It is. I thought you just, you know, we throw a couple of Yorkies in the spokes of their bikes and we take them down. I think it's just one of these absolutely skills that we've developed.
It could so be the threat of Trap 3, of course.
Well, you see, when you've had a couple of gins, it's very easy to use turreted lasers. One wouldn't use fixed lasers after a gin.
No, absolutely, definitely not. That would definitely not be worth it. So what is it we need people to do then, Russ? What is the burning needs of the truckers this week?
You can get cream for that.
Yeah, so I find a beam laser works quite well as well. Just cauterizes the area. But yes, we need to keep going in George's Pants, keep those missions going, keep the influence up. But I think at the moment we're really looking to just bolster ourselves in Wise for the moment. So it's Wise and George's Pants. So run those missions.
Just run the missions. It's missions in both systems.
Missions, bounty hunting. In George's Pants, we don't want so much of the bounty hunting because we want to keep our influence up. Do missions for truckers, basically. And
Interestingly enough, I noticed something today in the mission boards in the new beta version. And what it was there was a particular faction, Lave Radio Network, who had no missions currently available to me. And one of the little messages that the little gentleman told me was that if we were to bounty hunt for the bounties that they wanted, as in Lave Radio Network bounties, that would help bolster their position. And I thought, that's quite interesting, because what happens there may well reflect what happens in our world now.
Do you not find it a little bit worrying that everybody's suddenly got out of their gimp masks? I much preferred it when I couldn't see the ugly people.
Hober. That was the mirror. That was the mirror. Don't look in the mirror.
We didn't like to tell you, but...
No. I thought the Commander Creator wasn't coming yet.
It's not. It's just pictures of your contacts. You know, now when you go to your phone book and you're looking at your contacts, you can see the person that you're wanting to go to now, which is nice.
I don't trust myself with contacts. Last time I tried using them, I poked myself in the eye.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you swallowed one and you ended up spending the rest of the day looking at your arse. But yours was certainly much cleaner.
Not having been in my arse, yes.
Brings a tear to your eye. Russell, Cecil.
I'm going to need a lie down in a minute. This is confusing me.
Go get yourself a drink.
It's nice to be the more sober man on the podcast this week.
What's that like?
Yeah, we can never tell. So, Russell, we're running machines is definitely the guaranteed way. I take it we're not quite ready to look into taking the chance of people cashing in all their bounties by mistake. To run missions in George's pants and run missions and bounty collect in Wise as an immediate importance to help us stabilise that system.
Absolutely, in Wise you can go nuts, that's ours, we need to keep it stable, so get there, get those bounties, get into the res sites, there's good hunting in the res sites, and obviously take those high value missions, perhaps keep away from the multi-layered missions, the ones that sort of lead on to other ones, because you know, we still think they're a bit bugged, but do take the high value missions and bounty hunting, especially in Wise, just to keep us going whilst the war is on. We're not going to get involved too much, but we do want to keep our influence up.
Not a problem. No, it sounds like good advice. I think before we go over to Flossie and have a chat about the community offerings that are going on this week that you truckers might well be interested in, we may just jump for a little quick word from our sponsors. And I'm just going to have a wee quick and see if there's any sort of appropriate tunes that we can play that...
Yeah. We had a request.
Okay.
From one of the commanders who's been listening, he says, "All hail Princess Elena Vixen." Could he listen to Deep Purple's "Space Trucking"?
Your wish is our command. We'll be back after this short message. Hober, did you press that jazz button again?
I thought you said jizz button.
No, it definitely doesn't.
Oh, dear.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. That was an epic... I love... You know, something amazing and special when you hit that sort of classic rock that just defies any sort of... it's just... 100% rock. Awesome, I love that. Right. We're back, and it is time for us to chat to Flossie. Good evening, Flossie. How are you?
Oh, good evening. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing fantastically well tonight, actually, which is, you know, unusual for me. You had a little correction to your story about regards to where you picked up your bounty. It wasn't in George's pants. Is that what you wanted? To make sure that everyone was aware that your bounty... Because you don't want to have any slurs against your name, but you have currently got no bounties in George's pants. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. The bounty was the system I went to get when I was on a mission in George's pants.
Right.
And but I've since cleared it. Managed to get myself killed by the authorities there.
I was going to give you an opportunity to just sort of have a little lie there to sort of suggest that you'd paid off your fines and you'd, you know, towed the line and you know, corrected that wrong that you'd committed, but no, you were killed and it was cashed in. Never mind. Well, as we did last week, we'll come back to chat to you about what missions are out there, what community goals can our truckers get involved in that will make them a lot of extra cash on the side and be a bit of fun, a bit of collective winging up and all that kind of stuff? What have you got for us, Flossie?
Right, well, I think you've probably already heard that there's going to be one which is being done, organised by the Fuel Rats, to take hydrogen fuel to Jack Station, which is currently in Glees, 1269. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing these right.
That's right.
Apparently they're in danger of running out, and if enough is delivered, it'll move to Beagle's Point. And it's also a good opportunity to get some of the rare goods, because you won't get much from the hydrogen fuel, probably. But you can pick up rare goods and take them and make some money that way. So
that could be interesting. So if you guys all do the community goal and I dock in Jack Station, I might get a lift out to Beagle's Point then.
Well, I think that's the way it worked once before when they did it, when they moved it. I was one of the people who actually tested it and docked there. And when I came back in the next day, I'd moved with it.
It's going to be a bit of a shocker, actually, if you've maybe been away for a couple of weeks, missed the community goal, and then find yourself all that there.
Yes, that would be unfortunate.
I hope they got some good quality frameshift drives in their outfitting.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Stock Sidewinder. Oh, no. The nightmare. It would just say, you know, you set a course to Sol. Sorry, you can't. Oh, no. So that's a big community goal. Do you have any information on the tiers and the reward levels currently?
I haven't at the moment. Hang on.
No, that's not a problem, Flossie. I know it's...
Yeah, sorry, I haven't actually got that yet. I've just been looking at the actual details of it.
Well, it's the other
community goal is surrounded rather a lot by mystery. It's to help the word raiders compile an order they've got for tantalum from an unnamed party. Apparently they'd normally be able to carry out any orders, but because it's apparently needed relatively urgently and there's a large amount of it needed, they're asking for help. But they're not saying who the people are, and they say that the partners usually prefer to keep their identities private since their transactions are often of a commercially sensitive nature. So it all sounds very mysterious, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does sound a little bit questionable. So yeah, if you get involved in that particular community goal and the authorities come knocking on your door next week, you can't just point the finger and say, we told you to do it. No, choose that one with care. It may be interesting to watch and see if any information is forthcoming in the next couple of days, and maybe we'll bring you an update on that one next week on a run about its completion. It's really quite interesting. Now, if you are a member of the Hutton Truckers Facebook page, if you are sitting there going, how come I never see these? We used to have all these posts on the Facebook page that would tell you what to do. We did used to have these posts all over the Facebook page, and that was the problem. They were all over the Facebook page. Now what we're doing is, rather than having a community goal post and then having a faction post going up and then graphs and all this kind of stuff, you can opt for the information that you would like to see simply by joining the relevant event. So we set up these events every week. We've got the community goal event, we'll have the faction hot team goal event, and you can join these events, and all the information will be inside the event form, sort of in the Facebook page, so you'll be able to see them in there. I think that's the way you're working, isn't it, Russell?
I really wasn't paying attention.
That's not
yes, that is the new format. He's just walked in the studio.
Oh, Cecil, okay, you managed to find your way back.
But if I in my chair.
Yeah, so what did I miss? We were just talking about the fact that we organised our Facebook page to make it easier for people to find the information that they want and avoid the information they don't by going to the Hutton Truckers page and then clicking on the events page, and then you'll see all the things coming up this week. And if you sign up for Hutton Orbital Live, that's obviously tonight's show, and then tomorrow night is Abracadrabble with your host, me. And then on Saturday, we've got Dark Echo's Goat Cart event. Then on Saturday, the 14th of May, we've got the big beta blowout Clash of the Titans.
That moved. The evil Don Antonacci chucked a spanner in the works.
Dear me.
It's the weekend after.
Okay, but what we were looking at was the fact that if you want to know what's going on, you will find Hutton's weekly CG thread, Get Trucking, Hutton's weekly BGS thread, which is the political in the background Sims threads, and if you join those events, it will then allow you to see the information regarding the background Sim. And
can I join both?
Of course you can, if you're interested.
And indeed.
You want the information? That's good. That gives you all the options you could possibly want. So
I noticed something very useful, is that the team have been putting a pinned post up regularly, which has two links in it. One to the faction Diddly-Doo-Dahs, and the other one to Flossie.
Brilliant. So we're just trying to keep it nice and tidy for you guys and to help you pick what you want and not be bombarded with what you're not interested in. And obviously we'll add any new events when we come up with other sites. powers, not going to happen yet.
did we talk about the fuel rats?
We did. We were just talking about that. I don't know, Cecil, have you managed to find any information on maybe the reward tiers at the current minute?
The ultimate reward tier is going to be that Jack Station moves.
Yes.
I don't think you make very much money on hydrogen.
I don't think there's much profit, but then again...
I had an idea. I had an idea, though. On around a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be taking my Python, and I'm going to be parking it. I might put some fuel scoops on it, and I'm going to go to sleep. And when I wake up, I'm going to look out of the window and see where I am.
That sounds like an interesting idea. I think we were discussing that about 5 minutes ago as well, so...
I'm very sorry. I ran out of gin, and I had to go to the locker to get some indie bourbon.
I think that's a great idea, but you know what, Cecil? I wouldn't worry about fuel scoops. Just leave them off. They're just going to take up space. You can get some more cargo slots in your ship.
But Alvin will be awfully upset if I get stuck somewhere silly, like Sagittarius A, without a fuel scoop.
No, don't worry about it. It will never happen like that. I mean, look where Jax is just now. He's nice and close by. There's not going to be any issues. Just you forget about your fuel scoops. Stick some extra cargo in, get plenty of brandy, get some
bourbon.
Can
I take some gin?
Definitely get some mega gin. In fact, you know what? I will buy you 16 tons to fill a 16-ton rack, and that will take the place of one of your fuel scoops.
Well, the last time that happened, I ended up with... a soft cushion under my bottom.
After
trying to go to Glasgow with your gin.
Yeah, that wasn't entirely my fault, but
you ordered the gin, I turned up with a gin.
Partially responsible for it, but not directly. Anything that went on in that bungalow stays in that bungalow. So yes, Jax is going there and the Fuel Rats are running their community goal, so we definitely want to give them a bit of support. The Fuel Rats are by far one of the most generous and giving game factions that we know of, and I've got a lot of respect for the Fuel Rats. They do some crazy ass shit, so they do.
And then there's the that lovely chap, Fryhite, who's doing something on Saturday.
Fryhite.
Yeah, he's carved out a couple of great big canyons on a planet's side, and they're going racing, and they're taking mines, apparently they're called bananas now, they're taking torpedoes, apparently they're blue shells, and they're taking heat-seeking missiles, those are red shells, and dumb missiles, they're green shells, and they're flying down a canyon and shelling each other on Saturday.
Is this
very Mario Kart?
No. He says very clearly it's goat cart.
Right, okay. I shall read better next time.
He likes goat carting.
Yeah, goat carting event. And that's going to be in the LFT-37 system, apparently, is it?
Well, not quite. It's, you have to go to, Karato 9C, longitude -72, latitude -111, and pay 12 tons of stuff to one of the referees. They accept coffee, tea, animal meat, or possibly gin.
Probably gin. That's very interesting. I'm looking at the map now. That is quite a crack they've got in that planet. That's definitely going to need some polyfiller. So yes, join that event. Dark Echo's Goat Cart is available through the Hunt and Truckers Facebook page. You can sign up to that event and get the information and details and join it at Saturday, 9:30 p.m.
If I'm confused, who do I ask questions of?
Well, you could jump onto Dark Echo's Discord and check out their current rules. There's a link in that event page. That's certainly one way that you can find some information. They don't seem to list gin.
I can't do it without gin. I'm going to ask Freiheit nicely if gin's acceptable. Actually, no, I might drink the gin and he can have the empty bottles.
Well, the bottles might be of more use to him. That's absolutely sure. He can maybe fill them with something
useful. Well, if he needs a pee halfway.
Yep, that's possible. I wish you wouldn't do that. And I thought that was vodka. I tell you what, though, you're about 80% proof, Cecil. 80%. Right. So do have a look at that event, Dark Echo's Goat Cart event. That's on Saturday. And you can join that by going into the Hunt and Truckers Facebook page, clicking the events, and it's there! And it gives you all the links you could possibly need to find all the information that you could possibly want in order to be part of that event. We've also got a little bit to chat, and I'm looking around the offices, and I think Skiprat has not turned up tonight, which is a shame because we were going to talk about his dong.
He did the dong come. It done. The dong come's done.
Yes, then they managed, and he's chuffed absolutely over the moon. I was speaking to him last week, just about round about 4 or 5 minutes after he realised that he'd taken the station, and he was over the moon. And obviously,
do you know who knows an awful lot about it?
No.
That very strange naked man who was here last time.
Yeah, the meat bag.
Oh. Let me... Are you sure? Are you sure you want
me to do this? Is he welcome here? I mean, the nudity is exceptional, but...
I'm worried, but we're going to drag him down, so if you could just cover your ears for a couple of seconds, everyone is listening. Good evening, Simon. Are you there? He might not be there. You're live on Hutton Orbital Radio. Please do not swear. Good, he's not there. Phew.
We tried. We tell him we tried.
I do know one way of summoning him.
Yeah?
Don't you know, not the language. No,
we're not doing that, chant.
Postman Pat, Dennis Black on my cat.
This is the kiddie safe version.
Yeah, are you suggesting that if we were to play that he would suddenly and magically appear?
He would just spawn up from the ground, shot out of a cannon.
Well, like Nosferatu, straight up.
Well, as far as I can tell you, the goings-on in Doncom are still ongoing. They want to further cement the system and eventually lead to taking over that system, at which point I think Skiprat will then be globally hungry and we'll have to take him out. And,
what I want to know is that we've had teams of people. We've had Evenstar, we've had Spike, we've had the entire spy team, we've had all the truckers doing the thing. And then Skiprat says, I want to paint it green, and does the thing on his own, and gets the thing done.
Well, you know, maybe we need to bring Skiprat onto our team.
Maybe we go to Doncom, And Skiprat comes to George's pants, and we see what happens.
It doesn't have about three men and a dog in his system, though. It's usually easier to flip than, you know, the great big things we go for.
Ah, you mean like LHS 340, where we accidentally won?
Yeah, whoops.
Well, I believe...
Bye, naked person.
Yes, we just ejected him out the cargo hold there. I believe from another contact that they have managed to win a planet base in Dongcom, and they're now working on getting a station. So that's good news, and well done, Skiprat. Congratulations on your success in Dongcom.
He has an awful lot of very nice sausages. Very good if you've got a hangover.
He is the Mr. Kipling of the meaty variety.
I was going to say, is his surname Dibbler?
I'm not sure they're that good.
He's not cutting his own throat, he's choking yours.
I had another message from our friends at the Palalalalin Consortium. This gentleman here is called Slash B Slash. And he says, shout out to my homies of the Paladin Consortium and the whole Galcop crew. And he's asked for some music. I'm not sure we're going to play that one. I think it contains rude words.
Cecil, you meant to shout that out.
No, I'm not up for shouting. It hurts.
Well, you just, you know, here, wait a second, I'll just get you a drink here. There you go. That's a nice, ooh. Beautiful blue colour, that's...
Over the edge, though.
There you go. Does that make your throat a bit better?
I think I've gone cross-eyed.
No.
Just seeing the one now, are you?
Anyway, now I promised them I would pass on any messages. We did the one from for the princess. Apparently, she's quite pretty. And we did one to them, and we did one to that one. Oh, lots of people like the princess. I think she has a few suitors.
That's always good news. You know, we're always welcome to talk about new factions. And if you're out there listening, or you're maybe catching this on the downloads or on iTunes later on, then yeah, please do get involved. We are trying to broadcast every Thursday night from 8:30 onwards for as long as we can until we get, you know, till we reach this point where we're kind of really really trying to fluff out for some material and give you some information.
We had another message from somebody called Lexi. She says, Oscar Mike Golf, girls with tattoos, holy, I'm not saying that word, holy something something.
Holy truck.
That, trucking, yes.
It's clear typo, clearly.
Is that English?
Actually, I'm not sure I was supposed to read that one out.
Oh, Cecil.
Well, how about we... have a little reference back to the earlier political thing and something which I did a settle and forgot to mention. Missions in George's pants. Now, we did mention missions. We have a little competitionette going on. If you're going to do missions in George's pants, keep screenshots. So keep evidence of your missions. And between now and when we win our first station, if you've got your screenshot of your missions, we're going to put them in a hat. We're going to draw a name out, and then we're going to give you the hat. So those of you on the Facebook may have seen the hats that we have, the Hutt and Truckers hats that were debuted at Elite Meet, and there's one of those up for grabs. So if you didn't have incentive enough...
Not my one. You can't have your... my one. I like my one.
I've got to be honest, Cecil, I'm not sure anyone wants your one.
No, it's got that strange smell about it, you know?
Yes.
Well, that's
the gin.
And there will be a brand new one, fashioned directly for you. So, if there wasn't incentive enough to keep Alvin's tail waggy, then you can get a hat into the bargain, too.
Urgent message. Commander Intarius Fusion, I think he was mentioned earlier, says, shout out to Toby Larone from the Choco Munching crew.
No, they're just making this crap up. That's it, you know.
That's just breakfast cereal.
You're not using a station to put out your coded terrorist messages.
I think it's the dating channel again. That's what it is.
Wait, what's that?
That's
you
not
a commander
the
stuck
dating
in the black.
Channel's over at Wonders. That's channel
well,
5.
I think we have covered everything tonight. I know that we managed to get in contact with a lot of people regarding prizes, and we've put an awful lot of patches this week for our successful explorers. I know that Elite Meat, we've now sent out the final raffle prize that hadn't been picked up because the silly commander left early. But never mind, we forgive you, and it's on its way to you, so hopefully all this stuff will arrive either today or tomorrow, and that will be awesome, so please do send us some pictures once these things arrive. And I think we are currently working now on trying to clear all those people out there, every one of you who took part in the SRV Endurance Hogan's Run. See, I've got it right once. Hogan's Run. If you took part, and
let me tell you something, brother.
We are looking for your address details, because by taking part, you earned a patch. So please send your emails to itookpart@huttonorbital.com. If you have not sent your evidence in, send it in as well. And if you have sent your evidence in, just send us a quick email with your address saying you qualify for a patch, and we will get one out to you in the post. We want to get this done as quickly as we can to clear the ground for all the other crazy crap that is coming soon. So check in with us next week, because we're going to have details of this crazy, crazy, crazy beta blowout that we're planning, eh, Cecil?
I'm looking forward to some of these shock shells. I'm going to be smacking people with them.
Could I just put out a little plea to those of you who want to claim your patch for your wonderful SRV work? In your email, can we have something a little more than just, you said to contact you, here we are. Just put something like SRV race, give us my patch, get it in the post, where is it, that kind of thing. To let us know, just to keep the chaps in the back room, you know, they're a bit slow sometimes, so if you can just help them.
Hang on, I take offence to that. Oh, I'm good at my repackaging job.
You resemble that remark, yes?
Absolutely. The more information you can give us, the quicker you're going to get your patch.
Hober's been nudging me in the side. Hang on a second, Mr. Hober.
I've noticed recently on the Hutton Truckers website, I say recently, but it's not really been kept up to date to Hutton Truckers that have taken part in any of the experiences we've created for people.
Oh, look, there are worms on the floor. Somebody spilt them.
Yeah. Colbert, he's pressed the jizz button.
But can you put them back in the can?
Right, yes, there is work.
We have a lovely chap who looks after Alvin and brushes his coat for him. He's working on it very hard.
He is doing sterling work.
He must have been working on it for at least 9 months, because I took part in the Hut and Truckers original community goal, and I'm still not on the website.
There's
a reason for that. Yes, there is.
What happened to Hober? He seems to have fallen out of the studio.
You're awfully mean.
Yes, there's lots of work going on behind the scenes on the website, so there's lots of goodies coming along.
I heard there was a secret mission going on.
Oh, there's some fantastic stuff. My lips are sealed, the Alvin will bite, he has promised, but there's some really good stuff coming along.
Glue.
No, this is true, yes, it does rather stick the teeth together. It makes it difficult to get the gin in, but you can slip it in the gaps.
Well, yeah, I had this thing with the ant grubs. It didn't go well.
Actually, having a look at the website, I think there is definitely room for us to update with the heads of all the different departments and get some pictures up there. But Hober, if we're going to put a picture up of you, we're going to have to put cautions on the front page. Possibly even raise the sort of age limit of people that can access the site.
You've got to be at least 12 to access this page.
Gentlemen, I've got to go. I really need to go.
Oh God, clear a path, guys. Come on.
I need to go.
Clear a path.
No, the last time.
Excuse me.
It didn't end. Just let him out of the room.
Quick.
Oh, jeez. Which door did he just go out?
That was the broom cupboard.
No, we can't do that again.
Let me just put the door stopper down, at least that'll soak some of it up.
It was bad last week when he did that. It was someone's just saying we need a 4K screen to fit your head on it. That's a bit mean. Accurate, but mean. That's a
bit, who said that? Bit mean.
I cannot reveal my sources because, frankly, I don't know.
Where was your brother?
So, hold on a second. Hobart, could you just put this mic against that door that he went out?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Oh. Every time. Put the fans on, would you? Alright, guys, we're going to have to go. Clean up in aisle 4, please. Clean up in aisle 4. We will be back next week from 8:30 GMT, which I'm not sure what that represents.
We're in BST.
BST.
BST, which basically is GMT minus 1.
Plus one.
It depends which side of the planet you're on. Does it? What they said. And we will catch you next week. Thank you, everyone who turned up tonight. It was fantastic having you, and thank you for all the work that you've put in. I'm just currently looking for a song that is being requested for us to play out, which is interesting. So I'm just going, no, Kitten, no! Kitten's changed his mind, and we're getting this. Catch you next time.